You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, your host and executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today, I want to talk about what you can do to invest in your job search. What kinds of services should you be paying for? And honestly, what services should you not be paying for in your job search? So when it's time to find a new job, no matter what the circumstances, it can feel like a daunting task. Even when you are tied into career networking and know the direction you want to go, you can feel overwhelmed. So let's talk about the ways that you can pay for some stuff to advance your job search. These tools can be instrumental in directing your job search and helping to make it a lot simpler. So number one is job boards. There are so many job boards out there. There's the common ones and there's the niche ones. So how do you know what's going to help you and what's not going to help you? For the most part, job boards should be free for you to use. And you should use them over time to do the right research so that you understand what your market is looking for. If there are certain niche boards that are membership only, you might want to think about investing in them. I'm not going to recommend any particular one, but I'm going to say do your research, do your homework, and figure out what makes sense so that you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. There might be some minimal costs that you need to invest to have access, but make sure you check your credit cards and your subscriptions and so on so you're not tied into these forever. And make sure that you use them in a wise way so that you're always getting the most out of them from a research standpoint to make your job search more efficient. Number two is LinkedIn. If you're not already a member of LinkedIn, if you're not already a profile owner on LinkedIn, do that right now. That is free. This network is the most valuable social media source for your job search. So instead of spending countless hours doing research, looking for the perfect career opportunity, you might find that you are learning from others on this platform. And you might also find that there are tons of details about your particular career exploration that aren't available elsewhere. LinkedIn is constantly adding new features. One that they added in the last year is salary. So I believe it's linkedin.com/salary, and you can do some salary benchmarking. So being a presence and having the words and the narrative in your profile that others would be searching for if they were looking for someone like you is super, super valuable. As for paying for an upgraded membership, that's a separate thing. You might find it valuable to become a job seeker member, a premium member, because you get access to the premium job seeker group, but it is not essential. You'll find that you get upgraded levels of access to in-mails and that sort of thing when you do pay. But I promise you, if you don't want to pay for this, you don't have to. Number three is really interesting. This is background checking services. If you've ever wondered what a former employer would say about you, you have to figure out a way to get access. Perhaps the only way to do this, because you can't call your former boss yourself, is to engage a company that does background checking services. One highly reputable company in our industry is Allison and Taylor, but there are others. These companies will help you feel secure knowing what potential employers and references will be told about you, and they can also help with background check reports and other personal areas that might come up as you search for that perfect job. The fees are minimal. They're not free, but the fees are minimal, and they're worth it if you are serious about exploring what your background check and your reference check look like. And again, you get the security of knowing that a professional service is doing the legwork for you. Number four is resume distribution, and this is a service that I offer. Resume distribution services are a way to get your resume in front of thousands of recruiters all at once. 100% substitutes speed for strategy. So if you are thinking about getting your resume in front of a lot of people quickly, this is a good way to go. Typically, what happens is we craft your resume and we create a cover letter, and then we make sure that we're selecting the right audience for this. And then what happens is your resume is distributed to somewhere upward of several thousand recruiters. Ordinarily speaking, most of them will ignore you, and that's okay. But what actually happens is a handful will then respond to you and say, wow, your background is really interesting. Let's set up a call. Quite recently, when I've engaged this type of service for my clients, they're getting something like a dozen or 20 calls in the first several days. And one client actually said, my biggest problem right now is finding the time to respond to all of these thoughtfully. So it works. It works. You have to be planful and thoughtful about it. But having your resume distributed to recruiters is a valuable, valuable service if you want to move quickly. Finally, and you know if you've been listening to this podcast that I don't stand around here and sell stuff, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention what it means to hire an executive resume writer or a professional resume writer, somebody who is trained in the industry to market you effectively and save you a lot of frustration, help you tell your story, craft a narrative that your audience needs to know. So maybe this, in my nearly 50th podcast, I am going to say, give me a call, 801-810-5627. If you've never engaged a professional resume writer, you're going to learn a lot about yourself if you do. You're going to learn a lot about what you bring to the table and uncover the background that you have that probably you have never thought about in this way before. And it is the absolute 100% the way your audience needs to hear you. So again, if you are thinking about this, call me for a free strategy session. I would be happy to chat with you. 801-810-5627. Now, again, as you all know me, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. There's one job search service that at least in your initial stages, and if you're not the CEO of a major multinational corporation, that you shouldn't pay for. You should never have to pay a recruiter to find you a job. First of all, recruiters don't find you jobs. That's not their role in this industry. But a recruiter will always be paid by the company. So unless they're playing both ends against the middle, they're going to get paid when they place an excellent candidate with rare and hard to find talent. And if that's you, then you simply get the benefit of the recruiter's relationship with the company. There are, of course, some services out there that are executive placement services. You should be paying for those, but those are many thousands of dollars and frankly not typical for your average job seeker. And your average job seeker means anybody basically who's not the CEO of some major international business. So if you're even a CEO of a regular business, of a small business or a small to medium or even a large business operating here in the US or abroad, then you can be sure that you can do this on your own and that recruiters will flock to you if your LinkedIn profile is effective, if your networking is effective, but you certainly don't have to pay recruiters to do that. So with that, I will wrap it up today and say thanks for listening to today's episode of the Job Search Podcast. We talked about job search services that are logical to invest in. If you subscribe to my channel on iTunes or Stitcher or practically anywhere else, you'll find that there are lots of other podcast episodes like this one. If you want to reach me, you can always find me at aadler@fivestrengths.com or 801-810-5627. Thanks so much for listening.